This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey.
Time for another installment in our weekly adventure into farming, American family farms, what's going on the farm. I'm Doug Steffen, a traditional American family farmer. Had an experience this week testifying before a state committee on growing hemp, cannabis, and the status of the family farm, basically, here in Massachusetts. It was a very interesting, eye-opening, and a compelling 2.5 hours. And at the end, I said, when everybody was kind of looking around the room, thinking, there's got to be a way to cap this conversation, because it's basically about Massachusetts having its head stuck in the sand when it came to dealing with hemp, CBD, things that people want instead of drugs to manage their pains. And so I said, when I looked around the room, and there was just sort of a silence for a moment, and I looked at the chairman of the committee, and I said, wouldn't it be nice if we as farmers felt the government was here to help us instead of putting us out of business? And the room erupted into it wasn't laughter, but it was applause and cheering and that sort of thing. I think that's the government has created this, and we've allowed the government to get so big that it creates its own energy, if you will. And these sorts of stories are being repeated over and over and over again, especially where, and I made no bones about the Trump administration and Sonny Perdue and the way the Ag Department is being run for the benefit of, I mean, Sonny Perdue said it himself, get big or get out. And I used those words, and some people in the hearing room hadn't heard them, and they were aghast that the person who leads agriculture, supposedly the theory and priorities and that sort of thing in our country, says to the American family farmer, get big or get out. That to me was startling, and as I said, it took some people back in our conversation. I usually like to start our gathering with a couple of important news stories. One of them, I think this is rare good news for those of us in the family farm sector. The people in Florida, there are still a lot of family farms doing citrus, and the recent citrus crop, the orange crop, orange growers, who are recovering from a bad year in 2017. Remember the Hurricane Irma devastated a lot of groves in Florida. So it's good that this year's Florida orange harvest can grow apparently 3-4% from last year, all different varieties. Who thinks about that? I guess when I go to the store, when I'm in California, I grab oranges, put them in my bag, and bring them back here because I think they're better. I've always thought Florida oranges were great, but I grew up around Florida oranges. Who knew that there were oranges growing big time in Texas? I didn't know that. 8% gain there. California growers facing sort of a modest situation, almost flat. California grapefruit up by 31%, though, much more so than Florida growers. But we don't talk much about citrus here on the American Family Farmer, so I wanted to bring those stats, that information, to you. Hemp farmers facing bad weather. The government is not involved in hemp farming yet. Crop insurance doesn't exist for hemp. There's new policy coming out in the next couple of weeks, actually, from the Department of Ag on hemp and cannabis and that sort of thing. And it's expected that it will clarify a lot of issues and deal with hemp farming in a way that is a little more positive. And that's not just because they're smart enough to figure it all out, but because Mitch McConnell's son is probably the largest hemp farmer in the country, if not the world. And so all of this stuff is aimed at helping him. Come on. Reality is reality. So there is one of the things we were talking about in this hearing that I told you I went to, is how hemp can be used to make textiles and paper and insulation, cosmetics, a lot of products. And so the designation as a drug, which is completely ignorant, I mean, it's the, any ignoramus that tells you that hemp is a drug is just that, an ignoramus. It doesn't have THC in it, a little eensy-teensy bit. The drug, if you want to call it that, is marijuana or cannabis. And so now, this year we had people growing hemp for the first time lawfully. Department of Agriculture, though, doesn't have any data. If you go back to pre-World War II, there's a lot of focus. We have a plant here in Massachusetts used to make hemp products, and they're trying to revive that now because this is a big crop. Even though crop insurance doesn't exist, though, if you are going to grow it in the 2020 season, it looks like hemp insurance is coming. Meanwhile, farmers are figuring out how to best grow hemp. Different strains do better in different growing conditions. The yields fluctuate. We're a long way from being smart about how to do this. I'm trying to put together a whole cabal of people that I'm going to build a processing plant on my farm. So I want to get people to supply. And the seeds are not available. Cultivating equipment isn't available. It doesn't, as I said, the stress here is that it does not have Pott's hallucinogenic agent. That was illegal for a long time. But, again, there's a lot of ignorance about this. Farmers, this ought to be, in my estimation, this is what I've been saying publicly for as long as I've been involved. It's like corn or any other crop, beans. It's a commodity. That's all it is. But the states have just made it difficult because there's so much ignorance about it. So, anyway, that's an overview of some of the things that are going on. Also, I thought that people who are beef growers, if that's beef farmers, would be interested in this Stellar, S-T-E-L-A-R law. The law is called Out to Pasture. And in a letter that I saw, a lot of these groups have told Congress it needs to put the Stellar law out to pasture. That's obviously ring on words there. In a letter to the chairs and ranking members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee and the Senate Commerce Committee, the groups collectively expressed their opposition to the renewal of the law, which provides for a compulsory license that allows satellite operators to deliver distant TV network signals to markets that don't have them. It's kind of like net neutrality. Smaller markets that don't have direct TV or that sort of thing. That's rural America personified, relying on local broadcasting. A lot of the radio stations that carry this program, for example, a lot of farm info is critical information, critical news about the local community, growing, up-to-the-minute weather, emergency information, that sort of thing. And the only way that they get it is through, you know, the oftentimes the television and or radio signals. Now, because of Stellar, S-T-E-L-A-R, major satellite television providers carrying television stations from outside the areas rather than from local stations themselves. So they have what we call syndicated programming. My programs are all syndicated, but I have this American Family Farmer because it's dedicated to something that I think is very important, rural and agricultural culture. America was built on rural and agricultural culture, and we're forgetting this unique, irreplaceable link to our past and now to our community, broadband, net neutrality, what a mess. So it'll be interesting. They're having a hearing this week on this. The letter has signatories from the American Dairy Groups and Cattlemen's Association, wheat growers, that sort of thing. Farmers need not, and they can't accept, frankly, and shouldn't accept being treated as second-class citizens. I was doing a program, my Monday through Friday program in the morning, the DJV show. We were talking about how the Midwest is men 45 to 54 in the Midwest who come from farming backgrounds in agricultural areas, six different states, are the number one. It's a lousy statistic, but because of them, the age brackets for how long men live in our country is going down because so many of them are committing suicide. There's no work. Businesses have been, you know, the big ag people are coming in and throwing the little farmers out of business, and they're moving all their facilities to bigger areas, to cities where they can move the product faster. It's corrupt, and it's really a nasty situation. And now a lot of people are calling attention to it. That's why I do this program, because I think we need to be calling attention to what it takes to make a farmer successful, a family farmer successful. So with that in mind, in a few moments, we're going to meet Niaz Dori, who's the coordinating director of the North Atlantic Marine Alliance and also the executive director of the National Family Farm Coalition, which is something that obviously to me is very important and very important to the listeners of this program. So that's coming up in a few moments. Right now, let me help you get a good night's rest, please. MyPillow, MyPillow.com website to see the mattresses, the brand new MyPillow mattresses and the brand new MyPillow mattress toppers and the brand new Giza sheets and the brand new pillows. And there are all kinds of things, by the way, in the catalog you may not be aware of, all the different kinds of pillows. And right now you can get any pillow on the BOGO special. You don't know what the BOGO special is? Buy one, get one free. MyPillow products include all-purpose cushions, neck pillows, pet pillows, you name it. They're comfortable pillows, the roll-and-go pillow, all the different colors, different designs. You can wash them, you can dry them. Every pillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. A lot of people keep pillows a long time. The old pillows, you ought to keep them 12 months and then toss them because of the polyester fill. You can't wash them. You got to throw them out. And now that's why people love the MyPillow, because they last so long. The dust mites, the oils, the bacteria, the dead skin cells, you can wash them all out and dry them. Otherwise, they'll wreak havoc on your sleep quality, not to mention your hygiene. Ugh, yuck. So make sure you enter the promo code DJV and get other great bargains, too, up to 66% off. And if you buy more than $200 worth of product, they'll help you finance it. Great radio specials, everything explained in detail. Use the promo code DJV for all your sleeping needs at MyPillow.com.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20-25 pounds. I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Conversation about farming, families, food. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. Get our podcast at theamericanfamilyfarmershow.com. Joining me now is Niaz Dori, who is the coordinating director of the North Atlantic Marine Alliance, also the executive director of the National Family Farm Coalition. I'm wondering why you and I have never met to this point, because you are a fellow Bay Stater, right?
That's right. Good morning. I do live in Massachusetts.
Yeah, well, so do I. So here we go. Let's start with where you live. You're in Gloucester, which is a very old fishing port, and you have worked on fisheries and the issues that they've had. Were your parents, your folks, involved in fishing as a way of making a living?
No, not at all. I have no connection historically to fishing. I'm a community organizer and activist, and I used to work on environmental justice issues with Greenpeace, and I was asked if I would work on ocean issues, and I did 26 years ago, and I've been hooked, pun intended.
Good. You got a sense of humor. So, Niaz, what are some of the ocean issues? Let's bring everybody up to date, because a lot of folks don't know that fishing is considered now part of the farming group of things to pursue. I know one of the big banks, I guess all the banks now, the ag banks, are loaning to fishermen money for boats and that sort of thing. So what are some of the current issues that you're focused on?
Well, we really have been working hard the last 10 years to make people pay attention to fisheries the same way they have been paying attention to farming, because they're really not that far apart.
No.
And I've been joking for quite some time that fisheries is the only thing, seafood is the only thing we eat that actually has the word food in it, yet when we talk about food-related issues, we have been neglecting that part of our food system. But the same problems and the same solutions really play both on land and at sea. Fishermen have been faced with increased amount of consolidation, corporate takeover, privatization of fishing rights. Companies like Cargill and Conagra and Tyson and Caterpillar have all are been seeing opportunities to invest and essentially take over the fishing industry. And as a result, we're seeing a decreased number of small and mid-scale independent fishing families and more of a consolidated industrial scale, commodity scale level of fishing. And with that has gone a way of life, the fabric of the communities that have, much like Gloucester, that have been the home of fishing, the fishing communities for a long time, and instead we're seeing factory fishing operations, highly industrialized fishing operations that really have no connection to the community or to even the people who are eating the fish that they're catching. And we're seeing further degradation of our marine ecosystem because of all of this. So we're really working on adapting some of the innovations that have come about in agriculture despite all the challenges in farming. Farmers have come up with a lot of ways to adapt that fishermen can learn from, and we've been making some of that transition happen. For instance, adoption of community-supported agriculture model to fisheries through community-supported fisheries and other ways of reconnecting people to their food from the sea.
That's very interesting. I never had thought, yeah, why not have CSAs, that is paying an amount up front for a year's supply, let's say, of good fish. That sounds like a very good idea. All right, we'll continue our conversation with the lady. The website, by the way, is namanet.org for Niaz Dori, who is here with us at 28 past the hour on the American Family Farmer. When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringe-worthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural. In fact, if you're not happy, Power Swabs backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797. Healthy eating, healthy weight loss, having the right amount of energy, all kinds of good things that come from using Calitrin, a product we've been talking about on the air here for several years. How did this formula come to be, Elizabeth?
Well, it was actually designed by nurses. They had a lot of patients who were wanting to lose weight but couldn't take some of the other products. You know, they're on medications or they're heart patients. And they formulated this, and it's just a blend of collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera. So it's really a healing supplement that just gives your body back what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally.
86% success rate. Get on the program and stay on it. Go to Calitrin.com and use the DJV code. You'll be able to buy 3 at the regular price and get 3 free without paying. Check it all out. Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code and you'll get free shipping as well. Calitrin. Use the discount code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House of Representatives will be voting today on articles of impeachment against President Trump, who's been accused of abuse of power and obstructing Congress by the Democratic-controlled House. House Intelligence Committee Chair Democrat Adam Schiff says he doesn't relish the idea of impeachment, but claims
going forward, what we do today and what the Senate does will determine whether a corrupt president in the future can be removed from office.
If the two articles pass in the House as they're expected to, the next step would be a Senate trial next month. A few hours after the U.S. House votes on impeachment today, President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence will be headlining what the White House is billing as a Merry Christmas campaign rally tonight in Battle Creek, Michigan. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
I'm Jack Steffen, an American Family Farmer. Our podcast, American Family Farmer Show.com, the current one. That is a reflection of, it's back again to the news for the American Family Farmer. The podcast that we have posted up there now, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, starts with the discussion of a recent study that shows 60% of farmers say they don't have enough internet connectivity to run their businesses. Sort of what I was reinforced with the discussion of the television stations that serve farmlands in America. Lack of cell phone service, slow internet speeds hampering farmers and their work. And also on the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. They're all there. They're all in order and they're all explained what the basic subject matter is. So you can look there and see something of interest and listen to it, download it. We meet Nick Papadopoulos, who is the chairman, founder of Crop Mobster. This fellow spent a lot of years as a consultant and a facilitator and sort of a social entrepreneur, focusing on one thing and one thing only, and that is facilitating the transformation of business, communities, meaningful, measurable results. Crop Mobster is a sort of internet-based community platform that shares resources and trades food, supplies, that sort of thing. Is this good for a strong core community? I think, anyway. And he talked about how we can all benefit, farmers can benefit buying and selling and sharing online, but you got to have the access, the links to the broadband, and that's really an important issue. So that's the current podcast. Listen at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. Just hit the listen button, and you'll be all set. Our conversation this week is with Niaz Dori, who is from the North Atlantic Marine Alliance, also the National Family Farm Coalition, the idea of trying to have the small traditional farmers and fishermen working sort of together here. I love that idea of CSAs, though. I think that's a brilliant stroke of genius. How do we do that? Do we go to the pier to get the fish? How does that actually happen when people sign up for a CSA, Niaz?
When we started the concept a little bit over 10 years ago, yes, you would have to have gone to a pier to be able to do that, but not everybody lives near the ocean.
Right.
But the model has adapted since then, and some community-supported fisheries are actually delivering in the Midwest. You know, there is one company called Sitka Salmon Shares, for instance, that has created a co-op of fishermen that fish out of Sitka, Alaska, and brings fish into its hub in Galesburg, Illinois, and Madison, Wisconsin, and distributes their shares to rural communities and urban communities in the Midwest. So more and more in the greater Boston area, for instance, you have some CSFs like the New England Fishmonger who delivers to some of the farmers' markets in the area. So we're seeing an increase in accessibility to seafood that's caught directly by fishermen in both coastal communities and inland communities. And so hopefully that'll increase, but it also has spawned some new businesses that are not necessarily CSFs, but making the connection between people and the people who are actually catching their fish more directly through traditional retail markets.
You know, it's very interesting you mentioned this. By the way, do you have a list of where people can go? If we go to the National Family Farm Coalition website, nffc.net, would we find a list of where these CSAs might be for fish, or do you have, is there any circumstance? I'm trying to think. We have a CSA in our community, and I see beef there all the time, but I'm not sure whether I see fish there or not.
Yeah, there is a website, localcatch.org, is where people can go to and put in their zip code, and the closest place a community-supported fishery delivers will come up for them.
All right, that makes good sense.
localcatch.org.
Yeah. How do we, there's a lot of focus, as you know, Niaz, on farmed fish and whether it's as good for you as the natural catch. What's the position of the NFFC on that?
Well, we are not supportive of industrially farmed fish. There are some fishing operations that are farming fish on a small scale, appropriate scale, in a more ecosystem that's more compatible with the ecosystem. However, there has been a move afoot for quite some time now to increase the farming of fish like salmon and other species in ways that is actually not natural in ecosystems that are not natural to them, and feeding them food that is not natural to them. And that salmon that comes from those salmon farms is actually higher in omega-6s versus omega-3s that are better for us because it's not living the life that it should for a lot of different reasons, including the impact it has on jobs and fishing communities, the impact it has on the environment, the animals themselves. We believe fish farming should happen on a scale-appropriate way, certainly not with finfish. There is or shrimp, really, that neither one of those are done well. There is some freshwater finfish aquaculture that happens with trout or catfish. Again, scale is really important in these cases, how they're taken care of, much like any animal husbandry. laundry. You know, the scale is important. Who's benefiting from it is important. What they're fed is important. And who ends up eating that food is also important. And
sure,
we're seeing industrial aquaculture having negative impacts.
Well, it's because
it's a little different.
It's tied to big government, all the big businesses. I talk about this, I sound like a broken record, but I'm really disgusted. Maybe it's because I'm too much of a traditionalist. I just have no use for a government bureaucracy that supports one element of a business, especially what Purdue has said about get big or get out to farmers. How do you tell that to a whole group of people that have basically made America what it is?
That was a ridiculous statement. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, this is, we are for proper regulations. It's when the corporations that are benefiting, that are profiting from government regulations that come in and actually
they establish these people.
From
these big companies go work for the government, get the policies instituted that are good for them, and then they go back to work for the company that benefits from the regulations that they had put into place. Come on. We didn't fall off of a turnip truck.
It's called a revolving door spinning out of control.
Right.
And that is happening a lot more. And so as long, you know, we need to take back our government as any more than we need to take back our food system. You know, we need to make sure laws are protecting not only us, our roads, our access to health care, but also our access to broadband, as you mentioned, but also the animals that we end up eating from our plates. So we need to make sure that we have good government. It doesn't, it's really about the control that's being exerted.
Yeah, well, I think we have it's interesting. I saw on your website, or I guess it's a blog, a blog post, one of the threads is a suggestion that it's time for the Secretary of Agriculture to apologize to American dairy, the family dairy farmers, and it was because of them that he made that get bigger, get out statement, which is, I don't even understand how Trump expects to carry agriculture this time around. He did last time around, but it depends on whether the Democrats put up anybody that's of value, but the situation is dire here. Another blog post I saw, farmers need a bill of rights like everybody else, quality schools, medical care. Yeah, that's, of course they do. But they're all ignored. I mean, Trump, whether you like him or you don't like him, the guy's a hamburger-eating New Yorker who doesn't know from nothing. The fact that he appointed Sonny Perdue and he was the last, like an afterthought after the cabinet was put together, he just doesn't, you know, there's nothing there that connects him, and therefore we kind of suffer because of it. And I don't know, you know, of all the people that are running, whether there's anybody else that seems to have a connection. Certainly some of the people in the bigger states don't. Who's the guy from South Bend, the mayor, Mayor Pete? He's too young. He's not going to get elected president, but he does have some good ideas and people are paying attention to him, for better or for worse.
We're a nonpartisan organization.
I understand you are. Yeah.
The person that's important. And one of the things that we learned last year, we went on a tour of rural America last year. We traveled 13,000 miles in an RV and spent most of our time on farms and fishing docks. And what we learned was rural America does feel neglected. You know, the Democratic candidate.
It is neglected.
Absolutely. They didn't show up. The Democratic candidate didn't show up in most of the rural communities because they thought they had the urban vote locked up.
Yeah.
I'm somebody who's lived most of my life in urban environments, and I think we have a misconception about rural America, about farmers, about fishermen, and it's time for us to get reconnected to those who feed us. And they are feeling as though we don't care. The number one thing we heard was nobody comes here.
Yeah.
And you talked about on your show, I just heard that you were talking about broadband. We experienced that firsthand. And when we talk from urban communities, when we talk about what's wrong with rural America, well, if they're that isolated and they can't even get news into their communities, there is something wrong with the picture when we've decided to marginalize a big swath of our country and not give them access to basic things that they need. And so that isolation ends up causing other problems within that community. They've lost infrastructure.
Yep.
They've lost their banks. They've lost their corner drugstores. The most common
Walmart.
Place we could buy food on the, not even Walmart, Dollar General.
Yeah.
And so we have, you know, we've lost that integrity that comes with a community in much of the rural communities that we visited. And so it's time for us to really pay attention, because when we don't, we sacrifice a lot, but most importantly, we sacrifice social peace, not only in those communities, but in our country.
Yep, that's for sure. A few more minutes with Niaz Dorie coming up here in the American Family Farmer. Right now, a focus on the greatest threat to your health. Did you know that Harvard Medical School said sugar was the greatest threat to your health? If you have glucose instability, it's time for you to listen for a moment to me talk to you about Curalin, brand new on the market, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. It's brand new because it's taken a long time to get it right. Visit Curalin.net, enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N.net. Use the code DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. Nearly 1 million American men have prostate biopsies every year to diagnose cancer.
Most biopsies in this country are done with a transrectal ultrasound machine. The problem with this technique is that there is a risk of infection because the needle traverses the rectal wall and is exposed to fecal contamination.
Dr. Julio Gundian says a new way of performing prostate biopsies reduces the chance of infection to nearly zero. It's an outpatient procedure called transperineal ultrasound guided MRI fusion biopsy.
This technique allows us to avoid the rectum altogether.
The technology superimposes an MRI on top of the ultrasound, which gives doctors a better view of the prostate.
So this makes the procedure no longer be a blind technique where we are just randomly obtaining tissue from the prostate.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's R-A-N-K to 79645.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. A 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Yeah. Niaz Dorie from the National Family Farm Coalition website, nffc.net, or the North Atlantic Marine Alliance's namanet.org. You've done a great job here, and I understand you're organizing a forum for November 5th on food solutions. Where is this going to be? How do people participate?
Yes, the forum is an opportunity to educate candidates, the public, and the media around food issues, both farming and fishing issues. It's going to be in Durham, New Hampshire, at the Granite State Room in University of New Hampshire. And we invite all your listeners who are in the New England region to go to foodsolutionsforum.com and register and attend the event. And if they have conversations with the candidates, to let them know this is happening so they can show up.
Good idea. Thank you. Great information. Niaz Dorie from the National Family Farm Coalition.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Farmer, that's Luke Bryan singing our praises, if you will. What is the American Family Farmer all about? Who are we? Well, we defined a lot of who we are. I think every week we define, not necessarily differently, but add to the definition. Thus, the conversation with the lady from the fishery group, because farming and fishing go hand in hand. It's all about the food supply, and that's who we are. There's a real problem in our country, and we keep talking about it, and I don't know. Whether there are some people who will agree and some disagree. We had a big dispute with a guy who runs a big dairy operation down in Texas who didn't want to hear me talk about how they raise their cows and how it's lousy milk and stuff like that. So, you know, you get those disagreements. This program isn't for him. It's for people who really are trying to help the family farmer lifestyle stay alive. And I guess that's me. I have a family farm, and I'm trying to keep it alive, and maybe it's because I grew up on it, and it's a dream. Maybe it's not practical. Certainly, it's cost me a lot of money over the last 10, 15 years to save the farm, but it's important to me. It's a passion, and when you grow up around, I've been around cows all my life. When you find something important to you, don't you hold on to it, whether it's your family, your friends, your job, your religion, sports teams, whatever it is. And my passion is the family farm. And so that's why I spend the time and do this program every week to try to underscore what the problems are and find real, true solutions. There are a lot of radio, I think we're on 284 different stations, or now that the station in Texas dumped us, 283. But that's something that reaches out to people, tells me there's a need for this discussion. The podcast is listened to by lots of people, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So food, how important it is for our health, all of that stuff, it's for everybody. Food, family, farm, for everybody. And what you know about farming and your food supply is an important, I think, component of your being successful, having a successful, healthy life, and teaching your children how to take care of themselves and have a healthy, satisfying life. More comment for me right after this.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
All right, so in terms of comments, I guess I have been attracted to some information that came out of Senator Chuck Grassley's office, who said he took on our relationship with the big oil companies and the EPA. He said in a message to his constituents that he pressed the president on the big oil companies and their being in cahoots with the Environmental Protection Agency and what kind of a public problem this presents, the Iowa ethanol industry, the farmers growing corn for the ethanol industry, that sort of thing. Grassley is for a long time overcooked politician that has a pretty good handle on what's necessary, I think, or what the interests are that we need to follow for the American family farmer. He's called for a renewal or a mandate for the renewable fuel standards. It's easier for the oil companies to just do oil. They don't like ethanol. So, of course, this administration is happy to do whatever the big government, you know, big company relationships would predicate them doing. There's been a backlash from Midwest farmers and thus the lawmakers there because of the ethanol problem, the biofuel rules and that kind of stuff. And it just is, again, it's just another example on top of another example on top of another example of big ag and their connection to big government basically screwing with us and our way of life and our ability to make a living. And that continues to be my focus here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.